2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. 5 people have been charged in Matthew Perry's overdose death in Los Angeles. U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada.
This network included a live-in assistant, various go-betweens, 2 medical doctors, and a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen.
Perry had a ton of ketamine in his system when he drowned at his home last year.
Over 2 months, from September to October 2023, they distributed approximately 20 vials of ketamine to Mr. Perry in exchange for $55,000 in cash.
CBS's Lindsay Reiser.
He had reportedly been clean for 19 months, according to the autopsy report, but he had been getting ketamine treatments, ketamine infusion therapy for depression. But his past treatment before his death had been a week and a half prior.
Some of those charged in this case could now face life in prison. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he has one question for Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin.
Why don't you debate me?
Hovde and Baldwin will debate on October 18th, but Hovde says he wants more. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce.
She knows what to do to win Wisconsin, and that is to simply show up, listen to people, and work hard for them every day.
The election is November 5th. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A historic root beer stand in Chippewa Falls was torn down on Wednesday to make way for a new facility. According to a WEAU report, the owners of what was formerly known as Mary Ann's Root Beer Stand say the structural integrity of the stand was simply too damaged to fix, so they need to rebuild on the site. The stand had been a fixture in Chippewa Falls since the 1930s and is now known as Dave's Drive-In. The owners of the stand have not announced their plans for the site, but have assured residents they're here to stay. Christian Phelps was named the winner of the Democratic primary in Wisconsin's 93rd Assembly District. The Eau Claire native faced off against Nicholas Butler of Fall Creek in the primary and is now set to face Republican James Robiecki in the general election this November. The 93rd Assembly District had previously been represented by Republican Warren Petrick of the town of Washington, who announced his retirement from the Assembly in May. The district covers parts of Eau Claire, Dunn, and Trumbull counties. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have a joint practice tomorrow with the Broncos, then a preseason game Sunday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft now back on the field after suffering that torn pectoral muscle in the team weight room last April. Yesterday, Kraft took out rookie safety Javon Bullard in a big downfield block.
That was just a play where things just went my way. You don't always, sometimes you got to improvise when you're out there on the field. It was like a homecoming play.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Dodgers last night in Milwaukee. After the game, manager Pat Murphy praised the Brewers' starting pitcher, Frankie Montas, picked up in that trade with the Reds.
Montas, let's not forget this guy. Him and William navigated 5 innings and 100-plus pitches, but the guy's stuff was great, and the guts he showed staying in there. I mean, Frankie Montas, for me, you know, that's a memory for a long time. Much needed, and he stepped up.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Showers and thunderstorms will roll through the area at times. With periods of moderate to heavy rainfall expected, we could see some localized flash flooding. While the risk for severe weather is low, a few strong thunderstorms could produce some small hail, gusty winds, and torrential downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Wins will be here to wrap up the week, and we'll get geared up for the DNC kicking off in Chicago on Monday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Thursday, August 15th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square here at the World Headquarters. Overcast, a bit drizzly today. Forecast calling for some heavy rain in parts of Wisconsin, particularly, I think, in the southern part, kind of you go Wausau south of that over to from the Mississippi River over Lake Michigan at certain times today and tonight. Some areas may receive heavy rain. And depending upon if you're where you're at, and I'm no meteorologist, but if you listen to people who are, the places that may see breaks in the clouds today, and that lets the sun come in and warm up the atmosphere, those are the areas that may see more severe weather later on this afternoon and into tonight. So keep an eye to the sky and be aware that some places of Wisconsin may see some heavy weather a little bit later today. Coming up later on in this hour, I'm very excited about this, Mr. Zommers. Those watching on the live stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, I have my Milwaukee Brewers jersey on today. Drinking coffee out of the old Milwaukee Brewers cup. That is because coming up at the bottom of the hour, right after our news break, two very special guests, Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, who are the producer and director-producer, respectively, of a brand new film coming out. It premieres on September 13th called Just a Bit Outside, the 1982 Brewers World Series run, the story of the 82 Brewers World Series run. It is a documentary, and of course, Kelly Call growing up in Burlington, Wisconsin, Sean Hannish growing up in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Kelly Call's been on the program before. Great guy, and he grew up in Wisconsin, went on to be the president of CBS Entertainment, one of the most powerful and popular people in Hollywood, quite frankly, and is responsible for shows like Survivor and my personal favorite, Blue Bloods. So looking forward to that. Off the Facebook, there it is. My sister, Heather, says, nice Brewer lights on the set today. Thank you for noticing. Yes, we got a little blue and gold back on the wall there behind the set. So looking forward to having Kelly and Sean on the program talking about how they came to do this documentary and all the great people they've been able to reassemble and what the 82 Brewers meant to those of us who were fortunate enough to be alive at the time in 1982. I was at the Richland Center Middle School, home of the, at the time, Richland Raiders. And it was a fantastically exciting time. Mr. Zommers, in 1982, you weren't born yet.
No. Not even close.
Not even close. Were your parents born yet?
Yes.
All right, very good. There's a little age difference, you understand. But anyway, and here's the thing. Not just a great interview with Sean and Kelly about this great movie, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 World Series Brewers, but we're also going to give you a chance to call in during this segment at 1:30 and win 4 tickets to a Milwaukee Brewers game in September, and then 4 tickets to the premiere of this movie, which is going to be held at Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin coming up on September 13th. So we'll give you a complete package, 4 tickets to a Brewers game, 4 tickets to a premiere of the movie, all coming up at the bottom of the hour. So be with us then. Right now, though, I want to get back to some of the news of the day. Again, we talked about it with, and by the way, thank you to Trigvi Olsen for accommodating us a day late. We were up at Volk Field yesterday. Great show yesterday with all the folks up at Volk Field, General May and the crew. So Trigvi was kind enough to go to today. This breaking news of the Trump campaign trying to get back on track, now bringing back Corey Lewandowski from the 2016 campaign. It is yet to be determined whether Chris LaCivita and Susie Weil are going to have their roles reduced. Lots of chaos right now in Trump world. What does that mean for this campaign? And also, what does it mean kind of for these, some of these issues we've been talking about with Trigvi? Want to pick back up on that? Your phone calls are welcome, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark from Perdisac has been waiting through the top of the hour break. Mark, we appreciate you hanging on. What did you want to say?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting in both the 3rd and the 8th jump ahead, I think, that some of these women are going to get against, you know, entrenched Republicans that, and maybe not in the 8th is not so entrenched. But I know that even on the national stage, I spoke to John Fugelsang last night, and he was, you know, recognizing both Rebecca Cook and Christian Lederle in their contests against the Republicans. And I think this may be the year of the woman and here in Wisconsin for those particular districts, because I think that that female women's reproductive health care is going to be big still this time around, and the Democrats just need to put the resources in to support those candidates, as well as Peter Barca going up against Fitzgerald. I think that and maybe send that man packing, you know, that as well.
Barca's going against Brian Stile, the former Paul
right.
Ryan.
Stiles, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, I think.
But what's important?
Go ahead.
What's important, I think, is we have to go out and call these people out. That any of them that are election deniers, or any of them who fail to condemn, as I've said before, the fake electors conspiracy and the election denialism. And I use the thing nihilism there, that in that sense that they're not qualified for office anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their oath is to the Constitution, and the Constitution requires that. The electorate are the ones who select the electors, not whoever the Republicans decide, be like Joe Stalin, and they're the ones who count the votes.
Right. No, I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. Thank you so much for the call. And Mark was talking about there the 2 races we ended up with Trigvi on. In the 3rd congressional district in western Wisconsin, you have Rebecca Cook now, the Democratic nominee that came out of that primary, going against Derek Van Orten. A guy who repeated, and I think the important thing here is that Derek Van Orten has never denied that any of the things I'm about to list happened. Doesn't deny it, but rather makes excuses as to why none of it was his fault. He verbally assaulted a female teenage librarian in Prairie du Chien, where he lives, or where he has a house at least in Wisconsin, over the fact that the library had a gay pride display for reading. Derek Van Orten, after having too much to drink in his office in the U.S. Capitol, was taking people around late night. The United States Senate was in session. And as is the norm, teenage interns, pages, come from all over the country and spend time being pages in Washington, D.C., in the Senate. And on the next to last night that they were there for their job, these teenage pages laid down on the floor of the rotunda to look up to take photos, as is very common in both the U.S. Capitol and the state capitol. I worked at both. I can attest this is not unusual behavior. And by the way, I've seen adults do it at both the U.S. and the state capitol. And Van Orden came upon these teenage pages and berated them and verbally abused them, dropping F-bombs, dropping S-bombs, the word for crap that I can't say on the air. Van Orden doesn't deny any of that, but said that they were being disrespectful, laying on the graves of Civil War soldiers who were buried under the Capitol, which, of course, is not true. That's false information. This guy, Van Orden, is a bully. And then he comes back to Wisconsin, and he puts on a baseball cap and hugs a golden retriever, says he buys his coffee at Quick Trip. People are saying he buys his gas at Citgo and his coffee as well. That part I'm not sure about, but that's what people are saying. And the thing is, why Trigby, I think, said that Cook is going to have a harder time is that Van Orden has spent so much time redefining himself as this common Wisconsin grandpa guy. And by the way, he goes around to county law enforcement. I learned this years ago in politics. Oftentimes, the most influential person any political party in a particular county is the sheriff. Sheriffs also often get the most votes of anybody in their county. And what Van Orden has done smartly, politically, is gone around and made friends with a lot of these county sheriffs, and he takes pictures with them and puts them in the local paper. And that's the image that people have of Derek Van Orden. Completely different than the actual bully that he is. So I think that's the uphill battle there for Cook, is to define, and she probably can't be the one to do it because she's carved out this great niche as part of how she won the primary, of being this very likable Western Wisconsin citizen, much in the vein of Steve Gunderson, a Republican, and Ron Kind, a Democrat. She has the same vibe. She's very likable. She does well one-on-one with people. So she probably can't be the one to do the negative ads to make it to help people understand who Van Orden really is. So that's the uphill challenge in the third. Over in the eighth, on the eastern side of the state, northeast, Green Bay, Fox Valley, you have an open seat. Tony Weed, who I guess owns some gas stations, but he is all in on Donald Trump. They literally brought this kid who originally was born, I guess, in Ripon, but has spent time down at Mar-a-Lago waiting hand on foot on Donald Trump, brought this Trump kid up to run the campaign. And Trump endorsed this guy. And that's all it took. And now we're off to the races. So all the election denying, all of the questions on Kamala Harris's ethnicity, all of these spooky, weird, off-the-wall, false accusations that the crowds in Eau Claire that I was there personally to witness was made up. All of that weird stuff, that's what Tony Weed believes. He's all in on Donald Trump. So you have Weird Weed, the candidate, not the drug, the Weird Weed, against Dr. Kristen Lierley, a respected OBGYN doctor. Her partner is a law enforcement officer. Her son's hunters. She herself has said, as an OBGYN, look, I'd love to have a world where abortion was never necessary. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And so her stance is, when it is unfortunately necessary, it should be accessible and safe. And her colors are green and gold. She's from Kaukauna. She loves sports. And she finishes her beer when you have a beer with her. I know I've had one. She has a great chance in the eighth. Back after this on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Lavall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, August 5th. Glad to have it. 15th, pardon me. Was a bit behind there. It's the 15th. Thanks for being here. We'd love to have you along with us. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Keep the radio, the app, the stream tuned here. Next half hour, very special guest joining us, Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hanisch, director-producer of the new film documentary coming out, debuting on September 13th, called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers World Series run. What a year that was. What are your favorite memories, if you were alive? What are your memories of the Brewers of 82? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What were your memories of the Milwaukee Brewers run to the World Series in 1982? You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Download it today. The best time to download the Civic Media app was yesterday, but we can't go, as Kamala Harris says, we're not going back. So the second best time is right now. So download the Civic Media app. You can, takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. And you can listen to us and text us here on the Civic Media app your favorite memory of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers World Series run. Or call us, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And then after the bottom of the hour, Kelly and Sean are going to join us talking about this great new film, Just a Bit Outside. And we're going to give away, next half hour, this is fantastic, 4 tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game on September 6th. Now, it is a 5:10 first pitch. So you may have to leave work a little early. 5:10 first pitch on September 6th. Going to give you a chance to win 4 tickets to that. And we're also going to give that same winner 4 tickets to the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside on September 13th at the Marcus Theater of your choice. Several around Wisconsin are going to premiere this movie in Marcus Theaters, and we're going to give you 4 tickets to that as well. What are your favorite memories of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers? Let's go, first of all, up to beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin. Sam, listening to us in La Crosse. Sam, what say you?
Hey, Todd. I just wanted to share some memories about always going to the Brewer games and tailgating with my father. I just wanted to...
Please do.
Going, driving down to... What's that?
Please, go ahead.
I just driving down from La Crosse down to Milwaukee. Some of the best memories I've ever had. Just eating some good food, chilling with good people. Just, that's what makes Wisconsin amazing. Just great people and great energy all the time.
I could not agree more. What's your... You have a favorite beverage at a Brewers game?
I think my favorite memory is we went to one of the days when there was a bobblehead game, and of us getting a bobblehead game, a bobblehead.
Those are great, right? There's one coming up where you get This weekend, right? Euchre? There's a Euchre bobblehead, the Harry Doyle character from Major League. Those are great games. You nailed it on the head, Sam. I mean, it's memories made with family and friends and just hanging out, having a great beverage and a brat. Thank you, Sam. Thanks for listening to us up there, a beautiful La Crosse, WLCX 1490 AM in La Crosse. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Fred, listening to us on WMDX in Madison. Fred is in Cottage Grove. Fred, what's your favorite Milwaukee Brewer memory?
My dad put in for the lottery for the tickets for the playoffs and the World Series.
Really?
He got four tickets. Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
And also, our baseball fans from Indiana, they came up and they stayed with us. But we went to tailgate, and there's only four tickets, and there's six of us. So Dad would always park over by the RVs and would tailgate. And, of course, sure, the Miller beer, whatever else, and brats. And we got familiar with friends, neighbors with the RVs. But only four of us could go in, so the other two stayed with the RV, listened to it on the radio, and still partied.
So I love it.
We'd draw straws to see who the four is going to go in. It was great. That's a great time.
Did you win once in a while on the tickets to go inside?
Yeah, we had four tickets to go inside for the playoffs and the World Series.
Wow. Do you remember which game which game did you get to go inside for the World Series?
All of them that were here in Milwaukee.
Really? Wow. That's
he had everything.
Wow. And isn't it fantastic that all these years later, I bet you can still remember what it smelled like, in the parking lot at County Stadium. I mean, you probably all those details, right?
Especially the last game in Milwaukee before they went back to St. Louis. I mean, that was the craziest game.
I can only imagine.
And the fans just jumped the field and everything. I mean, everybody was, because we won that game.
right? Yeah, we took it to the game seven. Thanks, Fred, for calling in. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate the memories. Fred and Cottage Grove on WMDX. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's your favorite memory, either of the 82 Brewers or the Brewers in general? Let's go to one of our favorite callers, Chico in Rio. Chico, it's been a minute. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. What do you got for us on the Brewers?
Well, I'm old enough to remember as a small child when the Milwaukee Braves won the World Series. I think it was back in 57, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And later on, as I was a mid-age, I happened to secure tickets for the playoff game because it was at the American, I think it was the National League Championship, or I didn't even know what the American League is right at the time. I'm not sure.
American League, yep.
And I had a playoff ticket for that, and then I also got four tickets to the World Series game as well.
Wow.
And it was some kind of a lottery system back then where you just put your name in because we paid face value for the tickets and it was a wonderful experience for me, and I'm looking forward to a final swan song this year. Would be outstanding for me.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't that be a way to remember these 82 Brewers by getting back to World Series this year? Well, they're on the run, Chico. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, my friend. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you have a memory of the 82 Brewers World Series run or your favorite Brewers memory, give us a call or a text on the Civic Media app. Let's go to Karina, listening to us in Cream City at the Brewers Milwaukee headquarters there. Well, you're not really in the ballpark, Karina, but you're in Milwaukee. Thanks for listening to us on WAUK in Waukesha. Karina, what's your memory?
Well, I just want to say that, I wasn't here in 1982. I just immigrated in 1995. But 97, it was a cultural shock experience, honestly, because it's a delegating and it's something only Americans do.
Right.
And they do it very well. And it was so cold and rainy, and I want to go home, and we have to be there for the company. But in the end, we got drunk, obviously, because there's nothing else to do. And of food.
Right.
And the people. And the fun part is that even the people who, and you know, it was very new experience, and I didn't know who Americans are. But I saw a different side, that when the rain started, that the people who had started inviting everybody and drinking everybody, and it was very familiar.
Thank you. Thanks, Karina. Sorry, up against the clock. It is food. It is fun. It's the Brewers and the 82. Stay tuned. We're talking more about it on the other side.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are making some changes to the state's elk hunting rules. The Department of Natural Resources Board is turning the elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th. The plan also states the goal to grow Wisconsin's elk population while at the same time minimizing interactions between elks and humans. Governor Evers says Tuesday's failed referenda show Republicans weren't serious about amending the state constitution to remove his power to allocate federal money.
If they felt that strongly about this thing, this effort, they wouldn't have put it on an August primary. So no, this is a get back at Tony Evers thing.
Evers says he makes no apologies about how he doled out pandemic relief funds. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. City of Eau Claire officials say the construction of the Menominee Street underpass has been delayed. According to a WQOW report, the city had planned to build the underpass under the recently built roundabout near the Sonnentag, but due to wait times for materials, that project has been delayed. The $2 million underpass project would have kept Menominee Street closed until November, but now it will only close briefly in September for utility work. City officials hope to begin underpass construction in early spring. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days has officially kicked off in Chippewa County. The Farming Equipment Expo is being hosted at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Cadott and will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day through Thursday. The event will feature over 400 vendors displaying some of the latest technology in farming and connecting with other industry professionals. Tickets for Wisconsin Farm Technology Days can be purchased on the event's website, which also features a map of all the booths at the expo. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Showers and thunderstorms will roll through the area at times. With periods of moderate to heavy rainfall expected, we could see some localized flash flooding. While the risk for severe weather is low, a few strong thunderstorms could produce some small hail, gusty winds, and torrential downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin politics, Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll talk about Tim Walz, inflation. We'll talk about it all. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Milwaukee baseball, the Brewers all the way.
Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh.
I'm talking baseball.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Songs of My Youth. Used to play that on WRCO back in Southwest Wisconsin, a former CBS affiliate there. We are talking Brewers baseball on the All Ball Show today. So excited to welcome back to the program one of our guests and welcome him first time for the other guest. The film coming out September 13th at Marcus Theaters all across the state of Wisconsin and elsewhere. As Letterman used to say, in select cities, and by God, I hope one of your cities have been selected. Coming up on September 13th, it is a new film called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 World Series Brewers run. And joining us to talk all about it is Sean Hanisch. He is the director producer. Sean grew up in the Milwaukee suburb of Brookfield, Wisconsin. He's been a Brewer fan since birth and grew up idolizing Yount, Molitor, Gorman Thomas, and the rest. Attended 60 games in that 1982 season, including all six playoff or home games for the playoffs as well. He is a Emmy-nominated filmmaker as well, has all kinds of great films. And Kelly Call, producer of this great film. Kelly is the former president of CBS Entertainment, a lifelong Brewer fan growing up in Burlington, Wisconsin. Beautiful Burlington. I've been there several times and never knew he'd be end up being a friend of his longtime idol, Gorman Thomas. Kelly Call, of course, 21 years, helped CBS build a durable, successful scheduling framework, making it the network, the number one network for viewers 14 of the last 15 seasons. He's brought us great shows such as Survivor and my personal favorite, Blue Bloods, if only it was still around for next season. But that's not why you called. Kelly Call and also Sean Hanisch, welcome to the program, guys. Thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks so much, Todd.
It's so great, and to have two Wisconsin guys here, and this may be important later on this half hour. Sean, you grew up in Brookfield, Kelly in Burlington. Sean, talk about what it was like just growing up as a kid in Southeast Wisconsin, and how did you become a Brewer fan, and how did you get into filmmaking?
Well, I mean, actually, I have my parents to thank for my love of all sports. I come from a very a sports fan heavy family. I was lucky enough to my parents had tickets to the Brewers since I think they got season tickets starting in about 1974, and I was a lucky kid. I got to see all these guys grow up, and all the way up until I was 14. And there's really nothing like a summer day in at the park.
Right.
When you're 14 years old with your family, going in to see this incredible group of players, an incredible group of people that continue to win, continue to like. There was something. I know I'm getting right to the movie here, but I have such a fondness for that time in my life growing up, mm-hmm. because it's something that brought together my family, that brought together the community so beautifully, and you really felt like you're. I don't know. There's a real a community there that forms. I think Wisconsin sports fans and their teams have a special bond. Whether it's the Packers, the Bucks, the Brewers, the Badgers. There's something. I don't know. I've always felt stronger about those ties than I think some people that grow up in Los Angeles feel about their ties to their sports teams.
Right. I couldn't agree more. We've taken the show on the road all across Wisconsin this spring and summer. And you know what people don't want to talk to me a lot about? Politics. And when we talk about things like the Packers or the Badgers or the Brewers, they love it. They're like, Todd, talk more about that because it brings us together. So I couldn't agree with you more. How did you end up with a kid from Brookfield end up in the filmmaking business?
Well, my dad was in advertising. He had an advertising agency in Milwaukee. So I was able to go on sets, and since I was a little kid, I was actually in a few commercials when I was a child, some of his spots. So I grew up around the community of creatives, and being on a set, and I was able to really learn all the different positions, you know, at a very low cost, you know, when I was a teenager or in college. And it really was when I was at Madison studying under an incredible film studies department and a really good production school. And that's really where I fell in love with film. And then I was, you know, fortunate enough to get into USC graduate film school, and then moved out here. And that was kind of the ticket or the sign that told me, hey, you could do this for a living.
Kelly Collett, you're another Badger alum. In fact, his handle is Cali Badger. We welcome back to the program. We love you having you on here again, Kelly. Talk to folks that maybe didn't hear it when you were on before. Again, your love of Brewers, how you kind of got to be a Brewer fan growing up in beautiful Burlington, Wisconsin, and then how you got into ended up being one of the most powerful people in Hollywood, being the president of CBS Entertainment.
Well, I think it's a little bit kind of what Sean said. As a kid growing up in Wisconsin, it's just kind of osmosis. You know, you're checking the, you know, and people forget now, I think, how different it was then. You know, you're checking the paper the next day if the team played on the West Coast. How'd they do? Oh, the West Coast scores aren't even in the Journal or the Sentinel today. So there's just a great mystery.
Right.
So doing that, and, you know, I think it just, you know, in the pennant chase that year, just getting caught up on it, and every game you're living and dying with the team. And again, it's, if you're not watching, and I would watch on, I think it was good old Channel 18, you know, then you're again checking the paper in the morning to get any information how the team did. So I think, like I said, it was just and where I do think Wisconsin is unique. And I think what our film does is, you know, we've had some people say, what's left to tell about this story? Well, you know, I think as we learn making the film, you know, there was just in the context of the 80s and the economy in Milwaukee and unemployment and this town that was really down on its luck, you know, this team and this diverse, interesting, kind of crazy group of players bonded together and lifted this whole city up really to just to the brink of winning it all. Didn't quite get there, but then the city showed, you know, their love for the team and paid them back. And I think that's kind of what we, you know, got into. And I would say the other thing we found along the way is, you know, it still sits with these players to this day. It when we started, I think this was just, we were going to put a bunch of drinking stories together on film and have a good time with it, and there are a lot of those. but you know, in talking to them, boy, we would, you know, do these interviews and you would get to the end and you would get to game seven, and I think we took these guys back to, you know, kind of a place they don't go too often.
Yeah.
And it sticks with them to this day. There's regret there, and they all handle it in different ways. But boy, it was I think, you know, Robin Young said it best, you know, greatest ride of his life up to game seven, and game seven, worst day of his life.
Wow, amazing. We're talking to Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call of the new film coming out in September called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 World Series Brewers. Sean, how did you guys come? Whose idea was it first to do this? Yours or Kelly's? Or like who? How did this come to happen?
Well, I'll let Kelly take that, because really it started with Kelly and Gorman on a golf course.
All right, Kelly, it so often happens, right? In politics and entertainment and life, it starts on a golf course. Go ahead.
Gorman, of the 82 team, you know, I love them all, but Gorman was my guy. He was my hero. I modeled my batting stance after him. I wore my stirrups like he did. You know, I took big cuts at the ball and struck out a lot like he did, and occasionally we get lucky and hit one a long ways. So when I found, and this is maybe 10 years ago, when I found I would have a chance to play golf with him, I kind of jumped at it. And I was, of course, very nervous to hang out with him and to meet him. But then we got out there together, and I, honestly, within, you know, by the end of the first hole, it was, he's telling stories and he is kind of regaling all the guys we're playing with of tales from the team, including a lot from 82. And basically, you know, on each hole, he had a new story for us. And, you know, eventually, and it, this went on a couple of years, and I heard kind of so much that I talked to Sean and I said, you know, I think there's something here. Ultimately, it was not what we ended up with, but it was the kernel was this kind of crazy bunch of guys who kind of went out pretty much every night on the road, wherever they were, and in Milwaukee. But then would go out and, you know, hit home runs and win games the next day. It was kind of neat. And so that was kind of the kernel of it. And Sean and I spoke, and then we ended up doing some kind of phone interviews with some of the players to make sure that we, you know, had something. And you know, the more we talked to the more we knew we had something. And like I said, it probably the end and the final product is probably a little different than what we thought when we started. But it's, you know, absolutely satisfying, and what an incredible ride. There's no, you know, I think a lot of stories you've got to embellish, the storyline along the way, but this story of the season needs absolutely no embellishment. It's a roller coaster ride, and it's all true.
Sean, talk about this, what Kelly just said, pick up on that, where you thought you were, where you started from, and how the film evolved as a director, what you got. How did that happen, and where did it end up?
Well, I think it's really fascinating because documentary is so different than making a narrative film. In the narrative film, you start with the script. The script is everything. In the documentary, you really form the... we had an outline, right? And the season lays out beautifully structurally. You know, high expectations, team falls flat on their face, have to replace the manager. The manager is a local legend. And I mean, if we all remember Harvey Keene, he had a peg leg. And, you know, I mean, it's incredible. And he and his wife lived above the bar that her family owned. I mean, you could not script this better for a CBS show. you know, and then this team goes on this ride, this rocket ship all summer. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, we're going to win this thing. Oops. But then Raleigh gets hurt. And you're like, and then we get down to Baltimore. And so you just have to win one game. And we lose the first three out of four. And then pull it out there, lose the first two in Anaheim, come home to win all three, you know, take it to the seventh game of the World Series. It's like we knew there was a structure there. What we didn't know was the depth of emotion that these players still carried with them. And that really dictated and dictates how the film turned out. It was our first real proof of concept here was our first interview, which happened to be Robin Young's. Mm-hmm. And Robin invited us into his home for this interview, which was very generous. He didn't know us. And we sat down, and 2 hours and 45 minutes later, his wife looked over at me, Michelle, and she said, "I've never heard him say the words he said to you today in that way."
Wow.
And it was this, there was something, God, we hit something. And it was, maybe it's timing, but it was like all of these players still hold so much emotion about that season, so much emotion about the relationships they formed with each other. They're all still really good friends. Mm-hmm. They're all really good guys. And they have such a love of the city of Milwaukee, the fans of the Brewers, the fans of the state of Wisconsin, because we showed up for them. And Kelly said this earlier. What really came out, Todd, after a few interviews, we said, oh, this is a love story. This is a story of a town that was down on its luck, a lot of plant closings, a recession in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. It was a town that needed something to lift them up. They needed a team. And then when the team lost the seventh game of the World Series at their lowest moment, the town showed up and threw them an enormous parade, bigger than the parade that the World Series champion Cardinals had. And so it turned out to be a love story, and it's beautiful.
After a few interviews, we joked that, you know, this was kind of like Field of Dreams, where our mission was to, like, ease their pain. that's kind of what it felt like. And the players are going to see this in a couple weeks, and we'll see if we did that or not.
Absolutely amazing. We're talking with Kelly Call and Sean Hannish of the new film, just a bit outside the 82 Brewers World Series run. We're going to come back, give you a chance to be at the premiere and also a Brewers game. A trivia next. More interviews. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tile Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stomp your feet, clap your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands.
That's fantastic. Where do you find that, Mr. Zomers?
Brewer Fever, the theme song for the Brewers in 1980.
Love it. A little Brewers trivia for you. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up, Maggie Dawn Show after CBS News or ABC News, depending upon which station you are listening to across Civic Media in Wisconsin. We are talking to Kelly Call, producer, and also Sean Hannish, director and producer of the great new film coming out in September called Just a Bit Outside, the 82 Brewers World Series run. Guys, this is a little production on the fly. Mr. Zomers, how long is that clip? Do we have, what's the time on that? Do we know?
A minute and a half.
Minute and a half. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play you this Brewers clip. And while it's playing, we're going to give you a chance to win 4 tickets to the Brewers game coming up on September 6th at 5:10 in the afternoon. And then a week later on Friday, September 13th, 4 tickets to the world premiere at a Marcus Theater near you. The trivia question to win this great package: at the beginning of the interview, we told you the hometowns of both of our guests, Kelly Call and Sean Hannish. There are 2 correct answers. The first person to give us one of the correct answers, the hometown of our guests, wins this package. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy. 855-75-CIVIC. Give us one of the hometowns of our guest, Sean Hannish or Kelly Call. We'll take the first right answer while we're waiting. Mr. Zomers, if we can, here is the clip that we have from Just a Bit Outside, the 82 Brewers World Series team.
What you hear in the background are 54,968 fans. Nobody has left.
The stadium was so loud. As players, you can hear things. Even when it's loud, even when you still hear the ball hit the bat. And you kind of get a sense of how the ball was hit by the sound. But I never remember not being able to hear the ball hit the bat, except this time.
Vlad ready. The 1-2 pitch.
I didn't hear the sound of the bat that I was so used to hearing. And it was kind of eerie. It was odd. I questioned on how hard he hit it.
It was a one-hopper, good thing, because he smoked the ball.
It came right up to me, a perfect one-hop. I go to throw it to first base, and I let it go.
I'm like, oh, my God, this is it, this is it. All I could think about was just catching the ball and jumping.
And I'm watching this ball go across the diamond to Coop, and I swear to you, they've turned the dial back, and it's in slow motion. I'm not sure it's ever going to get there.
The ball looked like it was just in slow motion, coming across, coming across, coming across. Hurry, get here.
It was the craziest thing.
Ball lined to Yount, it's short. He throws.
Wow. I mean, I can't. I want to go see this right now. That is a great clip from Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 World Series Brewers. We have Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, producers and director. This is fantastic.
Todd, I've seen that clip at least 50 times now, and I'm still goosebumpy right here listening to that.
Seriously, the camera can pick it up. I mean, literally, Oh, my God, guys. Thank you both for doing this on behalf of all the Brewers fans in the state of Wisconsin and across the country. This is fantastic. I want to get to more of the film, but first of all, the question to win 4 tickets to the Brewers game at AmFam Field on September 6th and 4 tickets to the premiere of this great film coming out September 13th. They are guests, Sean Hannish, Kelly Call, both from Wisconsin. Give us one of their hometowns. Let's go to Hans here listening on WMDX in Verona. Hans, give us one of the two hometowns of our guests.
Brookfield.
You are correct. Nicely done. The hometown of Sean Hannish. Are you able to go to both the game on September 6th and the premiere on the 13th?
Absolutely.
That's great. You have a quick go. When's the last time you were at a Brewers game, Hans?
Probably about 3 weeks ago.
Nice. So you're a Brewers fan?
Oh, absolutely. The girls are big fans.
Are you old enough to remember the 82 World Series?
No, I was 3 years old then, but I talked a lot to my dad, and I've watched a lot about it, and I grew up watching Molitor and Yount, so I kind of feel like I watched it, but yeah, not really.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for calling. Don't go anywhere. Hold on the phone. Mr. Zomers will take your information. You were going to that Brewers game on the 6th and the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside on September 13th.
Sean, can we sweeten the pot and send that man a poster from the movie?
100%.
All right.
There you go. Our guests are fantastic. Awesome. Hans, you're getting the poster for the movie as well. That's fantastic. All right, Hans. Great. Thank you, Hans. Hang on. Zomers will be with you in a second. I have no words. This is just the coolest thing ever, you guys. And we only got about a couple minutes left. Tell me something that you want Wisconsinites to know about this film.
I would like them to know that one of the goals that we set out to do was to help people go. I wanted people to be able to go back in time and relive the emotions of that entire journey. And you know what? When I saw that scene and all that leads up to winning the fifth game of the American League Championship, I felt the same joy watching that as I did being in the stands. And I was like, we got it. We can, like Hans when he was 3, he's going to go see this movie and now feel like he was there.
Kelly,
that's the thing.
Kelly, about a minute and a half left.
I'm not sure I could top that. I some people have said, well, what's left to tell about this story? But I'm very confident, if you go see this, you're going to learn things you absolutely did not know. There's a subtext to this. There's an emotion that the players show. There's the context of the city and the time. There's just a lot underneath this beyond just the story of the season and they got to game 7. I would also add, I've shown this to folks who know the story and folks who don't know the story, and they both go along for the ride and enjoy it, whether you know all the details or know no details.
The film comes out September 13th. You're not going to want to miss it. It's called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers World Series. You can follow them on all the socials as well. Kelly Call, Sean Hannish, thank you both so very much. We hope to see you in Milwaukee for the premiere for this. We're going to keep pushing it, keep talking about it. It's an important story to tell. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Todd.
Really
appreciate
you guys. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd Allball saying we'll see you on Monday for sure from the Democratic National Convention. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of all the best people who could be in a second Trump administration. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.